السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أمين يا رب العالمين، بارك الله فيكم. Imagine the Sahabi رضي الله عنه, how he protected his chastity, how he risked his own life to save the Muslims who were suffering and being tortured in the dungeons of Makkah. He would travel, rescue them, save them. Subhanallah, what selflessness we learned from the Ashab رضي الله عنه. How he protected his Iman and preserved his chastity, even though he was in seclusion, even though a woman from the past, prior to his Islam, comes to him, but he protected his iman. That's why the beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the greatest form of jihad is the one who controls his nafs and desires for Allah, and the best of the muhajireen, those who migrate, man hajara ma nahallahu an, is he who leaves what Allah prohibits. He leaves what displeases Allah. That's what it is, to leave hawa to huda. The hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam states, Allah is happy with that young man who doesn't fall for his temptations and inclinations. La sabwata la. And yes, in a time and an age that there's so many temptations, may Allah help one and all, help us all to preserve and protect our iman and chastity. Then comes Safar, the fourth year after Hijrah. And interestingly, this was 625. After Isa alayhi salam, also August, two tribes, Adl and Qara, come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam, claiming that people in the area are interested in Islam. Send with us some of your men to teach us. Teach us the Quran, to teach us the understanding of deen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam sent a jamaat of Sahaba radiallahu anhum to give da'wat to Allah and to teach Allah's deen in that region. Remember these Sahaba. Among them was Hazrat Khalid bin Bukair radiallahu anhu. Khalid bin Bukair. Interesting is this Sahabi also. Him and his three brothers embraced Islam already in Makkah Mukarramah. Their mother was Afra radiallahu anha. Afra radiallahu anha had lost her husband. Then she went to Medina prior to the advent of Islam. And there Allah blessed her with another three sons. Mu'adh, Mu'awwadh, Awf. So all her seven children were veterans of Badr, but one being here in the path of Allah to teach Allah's deen on this occasion. Has Abdullah bin Tariq Zafari radiallahu anhu, has Zayd ibn Dathina radiallahu anhu, has Khubayb bin Adi radiallahu anhu, has Asim bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, and subhanallah, none other than has Marthad ibn Abil Marthad al-Ghanawi radiallahu anhu. Some reports suggest that the Amir was Hazrat Marthad radiallahu anhu. They reached the area Hada between Asfan and Makkah. And this tribe of Hudayl here, they get wind of the Sahaba's presence there giving da'wah. A tribe called Banu Lihyan come there with 100 archers following the tracks of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. When they get to the place where the Sahaba had camped, they, subhanallah, attacked the Sahaba radiallahu anhu and fought against the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. First they said to the Sahaba, give up, surrender, promising to give them amnesty. But yes, they betrayed the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So Hazrat Asim, Hazrat Marthad, Hazrat Khalid did not trust them and fought until they were shaheed. Most of them were then made shaheed. Then Abdullah bin Tariq radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Khubayb and Hazrat Zayd were spared. Then Hazrat Abdullah bin Tariq was also made shaheed. Just two were left, Hazrat Khubayb and Hazrat Zayd. And Ya Allah, Hazrat Asim's body was lying there. Some of these tribesmen knew that there was a woman, Sulafa, who had taken a vow that she wanted to drink wine in the skull of this great Sahabi, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So they approached his body to sever his head, to acquire a large sum of money, a prize of 100 camels for him. Allah protected him. Allah sent similar to bees, zambur, zanabir, ad-dabr, hornets, wasps that surrounded his body, encapsulating him, protecting him for Allah, subhanahu wa subhanallah. And as they approached, they were stung severely. They fled from there, awaiting for a while for the wasps to depart. In that Allah sent rains, large amounts of rains. After the rains, the plan was to carry his body away, but his body was nowhere to be seen. Ya Allah, how Allah protected him. Hazrat Umar was amazed at this report also, that how Allah protects the body of the believer. Subhanallah. Hazrat Umar's son also is named after this Sahabi, Hazrat Asim radiallahu anhu. There, Hazrat Zayd and Hazrat Khubayb, ya Allah, they were also detained in different homes in Makkah, Mukarramah. The home where Hazrat Khubayb was detained, the lady who was responsible for sending the food in the cell, Mawiyah, says, I noticed as I brought certain occasions food for him, I found Allah providing for him, because there was food with him that we would not find anywhere in Makkah, like grapes. Where we had grapes in Makkah at that time? It wasn't the season. It was Allah. Rizqun saqahu Allah li Khubayb. Allah was providing for the Sahabi radiallahu anhu. She was amazed at Allah's help. Then one day, her little baby gets into the cell, probably through some gap. And subhanAllah, look at the purity of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Kindness to a child, kindness to Allah's creation. This is the ummah of rahmah lil alameen. Not to kill and hurt innocent women and children, subhanAllah, but show akhlaq. This is the teachings of the Sahaba. This is the teachings of the righteous. This is the teachings of the pious. When she realized what had happened to her child, she was startled and petrified. The Sahabi, seeing her expression, said, how can I take revenge on your child, despite what you all planned to do to me? And he had a blade with him, because prior to that he had borrowed one to clean his pubic areas and underarms, because just to always be ready to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when they escorted him out of the haram to assassinate him and crucify him, he performed 2 rak'at of salah. And what an impact that had on non-Muslims. Among them was Umayr radiallahu anhu, who later on embraced Islam, being inspired by the Sahabi. What an inspiration it is to pray. Never feel shy, O Muslim, to pray wherever it is in the world. Call the adhan, make salah, and teach humanity the beauty of salah. What du'as he made also, subhanallah. But then his words were, ya Allah, وَلَسْتُ أُبَالِي حَيْنَ أُقْتَلُ مُسْلِمًا عَلَىٰ أَيِّ شِقٍ كَانَ فِي اللَّهِ مَصْرَعِي وَذَلِكَ فِي ذَاتِ الْإِلَهِ وَإِنْ يَشَأْ يُبَارِكَ عَلَىٰ أَوْصَالِ شِلْوٍ مُمَزَّعِي. And prior to that, they asked him, wouldn't you prefer to be safe and sound at home and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be in your place here? This is what they asked Hazrat Zayd radiallahu anhu, his sati. He says, your question is wrong. Were you to ask me, wouldn't you prefer that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be pricked with one thorn, a slight injury with a little bit of blood, and you be safe and sound? Even in that scenario, I would say, take my life. But even a thorn mustn't cause an inconvenience to my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So your question is wrong. Imagine. Asirat Quraishun, the friend of Allah, renders these words, the reaction of the Sahabi to the Mushrikeen, in such beautiful renditions. He says, Asirat Quraishun Musliman fi ghazwatin famada bila wajalin ila as-sayyafi sa'aluhu hal yurdika annaka salimun walaka an-nabiyyu fidan min al-itlafi fa'ajaba kalla la najawtu min ar-rada wa yusabu anfu Muhammadin biru'afi. Subhanallah. Your question is wrong. I'll give my life, but not a thorn must prick my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine, they send salams to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded to their salam. Imagine his words. And he says, Allah, وَقَدْ سَأَلُونِ الْكُفْرَ. Ya Allah, they offered that I denounce my faith, but I rather die than lose my iman. Ya Allah, the food they gave me was bad. وَبِئْسَ مَطْعَمِي. But you are the best of providers. Allah provided for him, and Allah will provide for him best in akhirah. He says, Allah, my only worry is I mustn't lose my iman. وَلَسْتُ أُبَالِي. I'm not worried. As long as I, Muslima, you take me as a Muslim. Whichever way I fall, however they sever my limbs and cut me limb by limb, Ya Allah, you are the giver of barakat. You are the one that accepts. You can still put barakat in my limbs despite them severing my limbs. Sahabi is worried that Allah, my iman must be intact. That's why I quote to you the words of the great Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. He says, he who wants to die with iman and Islam should make sure he performs his 5 times salah in the masjid. Allah give us tawfiq. We have to worry and have concern that our iman must be intact, pure, preserved, and our lives should be an inspiration to others, guiding others to the truth. Never let us do things or say things or act and react in ways where we distance others from the truth, where others feel we never want to be like them. Let us never. Sometimes we think we did something for deen, but how many people did we, through our despicable attitude and character, how many people did we chase away from the deen of Allah? Allah save us.